November 18, 1934. Love of God in the Creation. The glory that creation would have given him had it possessed reason. The sacrifice that love makes of its glory. Its continuous cry. The army armed with love. Exchanges of love between God and the creature. I am always in search of the acts that the divine will does continuously. And since it never lets itself be found doing nothing, but always an operating act, oh, how beautiful it is to be able to say to my Creator that His divine fiat loves me so much that it is now stretching out the heavens, creating the sun, giving life to the wind and to all other things, because He loves me. And His love is so great, that He tells me, with deeds and with words, for you I do this, not did, but do. For us, creating our works costs us as much as preserving them. So, I was going around in the creation, and the heavens, the stars, the sun and everything, seemed to come toward me with their refrain, for you did our Creator create us, because He loves you. Therefore, come to love Him, who has loved you so much. I was wandering within created things, and my always lovable Jesus, coming toward me, making me pause, told me, my little daughter of my divine volition, our love in creation was so great, and it still is, that if the creature paid attention she would remain drowned by our love, and would be able to do nothing but love us. Listen, my daughter, to what extent our love reached for the creature, we created the creation completely without reason. Oh! Had we endowed it with reason, what glory would it not have given us? A heaven always stretched out without ever moving from its place, because such was our will. A sun that, faithfully, while never changing, acts as the administrator of our light, of our love, of our sweetness, of our fragrances and of all our goods, without ever changing its action, and only because so we wanted. If it had reason, what glory would it not have given us? A wind that always blows, ruling within the great void of the universe. A sea that always murmurs. Had they possessed reason, how much glory would they not have given to us? But, no. The cry of our love cried out louder than our glory, and almost prevented us from giving reason to creation. And crying out loudly it said to us, it is for love of the creature that we have created everything. Hence, to her give reason, that she may come into the heavens to requite us with incessant love and perennial glory, because we stretched out a heaven over her head. And in each star, let us hear her cry of love that loves us with unmovable love. Let her come into the sun, and transforming herself into it, as if it were her own, let her requite us with love of light, with love of sweetness, and give us requital of love for the administration of our goods that the sun gives to her. Therefore, we want the creature in all created things by right of justice, that she may give us the requital that they would have given us if all creation had reason. This is why, then, we endowed her with reason, and we want our will to dominate her and hold its royal place in her as it does in the creation, so that, being unified with all created things, she might comprehend all of our notes of love toward her, and would requite us with her own notes of incessant love and of perennial glory. We never cease loving her, with deeds as well as with words, and she is obliged to love us always and not to fall behind, but come toward us and place her love upon our same loving notes. Furthermore, our love that never says enough wants to always give to the creature, nor is it content if it does not find new inventions of love in order to say to her, I have loved you always, and with love operating. Therefore, our fiat placed inside each created thing and invested them with the love, one distinct from the other, so as to say to her, I love you powerfully. While in another it placed the sweetness of our love, someplace else the loveliness, somewhere the gentleness, and somewhere else our love that enraptures, that binds, that conquers, in such a way that the creature would not be able to resist us. In sum, in each created thing we placed the weapon of our distinct love. We can say that our fiat put out in creation an army armed with love, with weapons, one more powerful than the other, and by endowing the creature with reason, she was to comprehend and receive these weapons of love by means of created things. And by remaining invested with these specialties of weapons of love, she would be able to tell us, not only with words, but with deeds, just as we do, I love you with powerful love. My love for you is sweet, it is lovable and gentle, so much so, that I feel myself languishing, I feel faint, I feel the need of your arms to sustain me. And, upheld by you, I feel that my love enraptures you, binds you, conquers you. These are the same weapons of love with which you armed me, that are loving you, and are waging battle in order for us to love each other. My daughter, how much hidden love does creation contain? And since the creature does not elevate herself into our will, does not come to live in it, in spite of her possessing reason, she comprehends nothing about it, and we remain without the requital due to us by justice. And our love, what does it do? With invincible patience it waits and continues to cry out that it wants to be loved by the creature, because for love of her it would have sacrificed an interminable glory, had it given reason to all creation, for love of the creatures. Therefore, be attentive to live inside our divine will, so that, by making itself the revealer of our love, it may equip you with the weapons to make us loved, with the qualities of our own love. And, oh, how content I will be! And you too will be content. Fiat.